Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's talk about these Houston Texans as we're continuing to look forward to training camp in, just over a month?
Yeah.
Till we get to the boys on the field, in pads, in jerseys, in the heat, getting themselves prepared for a 2025 season that has a lot of expectation, a lot of hope, all tied up within it. And with that, we're in that time period where we start looking and we start forecasting forward. And one of the things that is a part of this time period is Pete Prisco of CBS Sports putting up
a tradition unlike any
other. That's right. The top 100 lists, or just like the player list. It's always a fun thing to see how teams are viewed. And in this way, let's see how the Texans and their organization and how their talent is viewed. Because I'm interested in how many of the Texans are on the top 100. You tell me how many Texans you believe end up on the top 100 on the text line. 713-572.
Don't look at the list.
I haven't yet.
Figgy, don't look at the list.
713-572-4610 to finish out the number there.
Yeah. Pete Prisco traditionally has done, he's done this for maybe damn near 30 years.
Can I ask you a question about Pete Prisco?
Yeah.
I feel like
he's ornery.
There's some people in sports.
Good dude, though.
Their name has gotten pretty, I think so as well. Mm-hmm. Their name, you know, gets known for a certain period, for a certain thing.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of feelings on whether someone likes their work or does not like their work. How have you felt about Pete Prisco and his work as it relates to CBS Sports and sometimes these types of things?
And he goes back. I think he worked at the Jacksonville newspaper before that.
Did he?
I believe he did. That's where he started the top 100. But he's good, and the best thing he does is when he states a case for his list or a player, where a player is on his list, you always go, what? And then after you read his case for it, you're like, all right, well, at least he backed it up, you know, in a pretty good way. So let me ask you guys this. This is Pete Prisco's annual top 100 NFL players. Just let's start right here. How many Texans? Just the total number of Texans in the top 100.
All right, Fig, we got to go for the obvious ones here. 832 is gambling a number five here. Obviously, I think when you talk about a quarterback, especially a quarterback that I think is easily top 15, just with, so that we don't have argument, but probably, I think by a lot of people's standards, top 11, 10. I think we get...
For CJ, 11.
CJ, I think, well, I'm not even just looking at the number, but like quarterback-wise, I think he ends up in the top 100, fair?
Yeah, I would say probably towards the back end, okay, just because of so many other position players.
I started with that one, but the ones that are easy, Nico Collins is going to be up here, right?
Yeah, I say Nico.
Will Anderson Jr. is going to be Anderson. Up here. Derek Stingley is an all-pro. He's going to be up here.
Yes.
So that's four to begin with. How are we feeling about Danielle Hunter? Because it feels like he probably should be
he's
up here,
he's a top
right?
100 player. Okay. I think so.
All right, so that is five. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, how do we feel about him? Because that's a guy that I think also he would fall outside of the purview, if you choose to believe it, of like whatever lack of love that the Texans can sometimes get, like where teams or, you know, people outside are not giving credit to Texans that I think Texas fans feel. He was just on a Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, I think if he was still on that Super Bowl team, he will probably crack top 100.
Ooh, so you're like no.
Yeah, I think so. I think what you said have a lot to do with it too, man. Yeah.
All right, Joe Mixon is a top 100 player, right?
Yes.
All right, so that's five.
I feel like I'm putting a lot of
that's six, isn't it? Or
that's
you,
six.
Or would you end up with CJ?
Oh yeah, that is six because I did say that CJ's up there. Yeah, all right. Are there any ones that I'm missing here that are like, yo, absolutely books that we can call before we get to possibles? Because I feel like those are the ones that I'm like, all right, books that we can call before we get to possibles is six.
I think that's sound about right.
All right, you want to venture six right now?
Your final answer is six.
All right, that's what.
Yeah, I'm trying to go through all the positions.
I didn't even go through possibles right at this point. Right?
I don't think anybody on the offensive line is a top 100 player.
I didn't go through Christian Kirk, maybe possibly cracking it at any point. We didn't talk about Kamari Lassiter, whether he would get some love.
That might be the one that might be in the 90s somewhere, or maybe he might be 100.
Okay, so you want to just throw up? Let's throw up six, and we'll see.
Six is your final answer.
I'm going to go with six.
We'll throw up six.
Four.
Are you for real? All right, so which?
All right, I wonder who is the one out of the six.
All right, so let's work back off of our off the books that we thought we were going to get. Apparently, we overbid.
Yep.
We lost some points there. All right, so Nico's absolutely up
there.
Somebody
got too much space.
Absolutely up there. Stingley's absolutely up there. So if CJ, Daniil, and Joe Mixon, who do you think were not the ones that ended up in the top 100? Maybe CJ.
Okay, let me get to the next question.
I was about to say CJ might not be there.
Let me get to the next question.
Okay.
And it might help you come back to that answer.
Fair enough.
There are 11 quarterbacks in the top 100.
Okay, yeah, CJ. I don't think CJ made that one. Yeah.
Yeah, he probably dinged him for last year. All right, so me and Pete Prisco about to be upset. So, okay. CJ not on there. And then who do you think? Maybe they didn't give Daniil Hunter love. That would be insane, though.
So who else we got? We got Daniil Hunter.
Joe Mixon and Daniil Hunter are the other ones that I was considering. Maybe, I don't know.
I'm going to say they probably left off Daniil Hunter.
Okay. All right. Those are the guesses that we're going with. It was Joe Mixon they left off?
Joe Mixon did not make the top 100.
Okay. I was about to say, because I was like, Daniil Hunter, like, he literally put up, both of those guys put up production
last year. The four are Will Anderson, Nico, Derek Stingley, and Daniil Hunter.
In that order? Do we have no?
No.
Okay, just the guys that are
Derek
on
Derek Stingley was the highest rated Texan at 23 overall. And I can get you the entire order. Derek Stingley was 23. Daniil Hunter was 47. Will Anderson was 56. And Nico Collins was 67 overall.
Oh boy, Nico! Just give Nico Collins more ammo here.
Mm-hmm.
How you gonna have a top five wide receiver that damn low?
Let me go through the quarterbacks and tell me how it makes.
Okay, yeah, which quarter? 11 quarterbacks at least are supposedly better than CJ Stroud.
Patrick Mahomes.
Fair, we can do that. That's fine.
Josh Allen.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
By the way, these are all in the top 10. Four in the top 10. Joe Burrow is seven. He's the fourth quarterback in the top 10. Jaden Daniels.
He's getting that CJ love.
33.
He's getting that CJ love from last year.
33 overall.
I can't even be mad.
Top 100 players in the NFL. He is 33.
I can't even be mad.
Justin Herbert, 49.
Oh. I know there's been a lot of, like, this is, all right, so Pete Prisco is on that particular, there's two sides of the Justin Herbert viewer. It's like either still love what he can do and the talent that he has, and just feel like the context needs to be changed. And there's other people that are like, all right, that's too much damn rope given to a dude who has not had level of production that you would associate with the talent that he has.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is where you read Prisco's kind of explanation, and you're like, well, I don't necessarily agree, but I get it.
Okay,
he said in his first season under Jim Harbaugh, Herbert threw for 3,870 yards, 28 touchdown passes, and just three interceptions. Over the final four games, nine touchdowns. He's another who needs to win in the playoffs, but he's at 49. Jalen Hurts, 52.
Super Bowl is going to make that one look, I mean, it just makes that one look like you can't do anything different.
The 57th best player in the NFL, Baker Mayfield.
That's a little.
He's been good, but.
He's been good. That's
been
a little,
really good.
Yeah, so he's pretty much the top 11 quarterback.
Yes. Jared Goff, 77.
Actually, I understand that. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get uncomfortable.
I would probably have him over Baker Mayfield.
No way I would do that, actually. Yeah. I like Baker Mayfield a lot more.
Over Jared Goff?
And I want you to understand, this is a moment of personal growth for me. Yeah, Baker Mayfield has been a particular dude for me, but I've gotten to a place where I'm like, all right, you got to stop.
Jared Goff's been balling, though, man.
He has.
Even after the trade. Mm-hmm.
He has. I think that Jared Goff, though, has such a big, like, he has a big porthole in the Death Star, which is once you get pressure, he turns very, very bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just the normal, a quarterback under pressure is not going to produce in the same level. It gets really, really problematic for him when he is under pressure. And when he's not, very good, right? I want to give him that credit. But that particular thing, I personally can't get over, and mm-hmm. I understand some people can, but that is what it is.
Dak Prescott, number 90 overall. And then Jordan Love, 92 overall.
Yeah, I'm not very fond of those last two. But this is the thing, though. C.J. Stroud is going to have to get out here and show it. Like, to be fair, like, I understand why some people will look at it that way. I don't think that they're right. I think that we've mm-hmm. seen enough of the talent, and we've seen enough of the, like, flashes and the demonstrations that he is the guy that would be easily, without question, top 10. You gotta prove it to not just the believers, but to the doubters as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, at this point, you could say maybe he has like half a season of that kind of that level of play put together for the whole year. And I think that's one of the reasons why the most important part of this season for the Texans is what Nick Caley is going to do with this circumstance, how much C.J. Stroud is going to, you know, really embrace having the reins of this offense and what he does with those reins, because he's going to have all the opportunity in the world mm-hmm. to prove either us believers, right, that he is that dude,
yeah,
or the doubters, right, that maybe he's bitten off too much that he could chew, or what have you, whatever the actual doubts are of him.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I wonder, what was the list looking like last year, and where CJ was last year? Because the Jaden Daniels, that's
33.
That is way too high to me, man.
That is.
I understand. Like, I'm not even mad at him mm-hmm. being a top.
On the list, yeah.
Yeah, but, man, 33. So out of all the athletes you can find,
Jaden Daniels,
he's the 33rd person being picked.
Let me ask you guys this. I'm going to go through the running backs and receivers. So the running backs that were listed better than Joe Mixon, Saquon Barkley, of course, Derrick Henry, and then Jahmyr Gibbs. Where am I? Bijan Robinson, Christian McCaffrey. Stop me if you think this is a bit much here. Jonathan Taylor is 50 overall, and then we go to where are we? I'm trying to get to it. That's it. Those are all of them.
Okay.
I'm not even mad at that, mm-hmm. to be honest.
So it's just a lack of value of the running back position generally. But yeah.
Bijan, I kind of question a little bit Bijan. Maybe I'm just thinking about UTB Bijan.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he going to break out this year, but I don't really have an issue with
right. And remember when we were talking about Nico Collins maybe being the best receiver in the NFL at some point with a couple things? Well, these are the receivers that are ahead of him. Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase.
Fair, fair.
CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill.
Ooh, okay.
A.J. Brown, Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, there's
that's,
okay.
That one. Yeah.
I'm going to really lean into what the A32 is texting in here. There's a lot of hype and recency bias that we're doing here.
Malik yeah. Neighbors is 45.
Yeah. There's all right, man.
And what's crazy about this is that Nico was a top five receiver this past year. Right, in like,
hey, this is a good look for you if you're a second year player.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Amon-Ra St. Brown and then Puka Nacua. And after Puka Nacua at 63, Nico Collins is 67. So they got all those guys ahead of Nico.
And maybe this is because Nico missed five games last mm-hmm. year. So like actual yards wise, he just broke 1,000. So he was only 22. He was only 22nd in mm-hmm. yards. But you go yards per game, and he is. I mean, he's up there,
mm-hmm.
right? He is up there as a top wide receiver. So I'm. And if you start getting even further into analytics, there's clear. It's very evident. I just wow. That is wild to view it that way. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if I'm more upset about Nico Collins, you know, being mm-hmm. where he is, or if I'm more upset about like Joe Mixon was that level of player.
Yeah. Actually, you know, CJ, you ain't even in the top 11. You know,
yeah.
I think all these rankings on the offensive side, Joe Mixon, Nico Collins, and obviously CJ Stroud, I think they all still point back to CJ Stroud. You know, because the team didn't have the offensive year or the offensive line, however you want to do it. The year that they had offensively is just hurting everybody.
I mean, Joe Mixon was also 15th in yards with three fewer games played. Than a majority of the, mm-hmm. the players up top, although Jonathan Taylor only played 14 games and had 1,400 yards.
He's on the list.
But, yeah, man.
1,400 yards.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm just kind of looking at that list. Would you take any of those over Joe Mixon?
Like who?
Well,
like,
I mean, on that list.
Yes. Well, I would take Saquon Barkley over Joe Mixon, but that's not really fair.
No, I'm just talking about towards the end of the list, though.
Yeah, outside of like Gibbs.
Because I feel like it's kind of fair when you think about it a little bit.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Jonathan Taylor is, I mean, when you start talking about like the youth of this of what have you, maybe, and then Bijan, obviously, that youth as well, utilizing them and having more years. But I think for what you have, I mean, I'm good with Joe Mixon by all stretches. Like, I'm not upset. I just feel like.
Would you take Bijan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would.
And I mean, again, that
I
is
think
no disrespect.
Everybody ahead of him, I will probably take over him, to be honest.
Josh Jacobs?
I don't know about that one.
And one of the things I am.
A little older.
I think also one of the things that we have to talk about this offensively is, hey, man, Bobby Slowick. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like everything about the offense is affecting this list. 100%.
Because Joe Mixon also, we didn't get the effect of Joe Mixon in the passing game. It's one of those things that we clamor for.
Very little.
If Joe Mixon in the passing game is more demonstrative and more evident in the 2024 season,
mm-hmm.
there's no way that you at least don't give him a nod towards the back mm-hmm. end of this, I don't think.
Yeah.
Compared to, and obviously the injuries would give you a little bit of difference there, but I think that's one of those things that you would hope that shows up a little bit better, but. Yeah, man, that list is very interesting. All right, so this time next year, how many more players? How does this list shift in your mindset?
Four total
top 100 players.
I would say at least six or seven. Right?
Who are the guys that you're? I mean,
CJ.
None of the guys that are on there are falling off for you.
Yeah.
With Will Anderson Jr., Nico Collins, Stingley, and Hunter.
I would say Hunter. CJ.
CJ gets back in.
Kamari.
You think Kamari slides in?
I think he could. Either Kamari or Bullock.
Okay.
Because that secondary is going to be so good. Somebody's going to get theirs. You know what I mean? And then would Mixon pop in?
I think it's a chance.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not if things go the way that you guys are talking about with Nick Chubb, and this becomes a tandem that fully
Chubb.
Allows them to do both of those.
Maybe Chubb healthy. something along those lines.
All right. So maybe not a lot of love when it comes to the top-end talent of this Texas team. But thankfully, like the way that this Texas team is built, it's built to be truly a team. It's not necessarily the individual performances. It's the fact that there's a number of guys that give you a level of performance and do their job within the context of what's happening mm-hmm. for this to show up. But, hey, man, Nick Caley has a job to do where he could very much add one, two, maybe, you know, people into this list in the 2025 year. But Pete Prisco, you're on my bad list. I'm just going to be honest. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll get into our lunchtime confessions. We will do that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.